Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Through a consent agenda, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly approved the designation of administrative officer and administrative alternate officer at the Tuesday evening Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting. Borough Mayor Mike Navarre.
To those of you who don't know, Max Best has agreed to take the chief of staff position. I'm pleased to have him agree to take that position, and I've designated him administrative officer with the alternative Brandy Harbaugh.
The designations of Max Best and Brandy Harbaugh were made pursuant to state statute and Kenai Peninsula Borough Code. In his first report before the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, Mayor Navarre also discussed his appointment when Charlie Pierce submitted his resignation. Through the public comment portion of previous meetings, members of the public as well as local talk shows aired concerns that they didn't have an opportunity to participate in the process for finding an interim mayor, despite assembly members saying the process for filling the position was being followed. Mayor Navarre addressed that Tuesday night.
When I was appointed to this position, there was no comments, public comments, when it was up before the public for public hearing. And it seemed like it just happened. And in fact, I was at the committee meeting in the afternoon. The assembly asked a lot of good questions about what my motivation was, how I would conduct myself, whether I was going to run for re-election, those types of things. And the action that took place that night when they appointed me was after some discussion, significant discussion in the committee process. Now, in terms of the way I intend to conduct myself as far as the administration of government goes, I see this as a caretaker role for and until the next mayor is elected at the special election.
Mayor Navarre wrapped up his address before the assembly saying that he sees his role as manager of the Kenai Peninsula Borough's government and that he intends not to make any director or service area changes unless something comes up. The Soldotna City Council enacted an ordinance establishing standards for accessory dwelling units. The city seeks a more efficient and flexible use of existing residentially zoned land, housing stock, and infrastructure. Director of Economic Development and Planning John Zarneski told the Soldotna City Council.
Standards are proposed for several sections of existing code are modified to facilitate this new language. The intent of the ordinance is more efficient and flexible use of our existing residentially zoned land, more efficient and flexible use of our housing stock, and of our infrastructure. Benefits include a greater mix of available housing options, increased property values, and neighborhood stability. Proposed changes are especially timely considering current housing availability and changing demographics. As you are aware, the Planning Commission conducted a work session on accessory dwelling units on July 6th and unanimously approved Resolution 2208 on August 3rd. Similarly, the Council held a work session on September 14th to review the Planning Commission's recommendations.
Zarneski added,
the city's comp plan includes a goal to promote and encourage housing diversity for people of all ages, income, and household size. The attached ordinance provides an inclusive code amendment that would address this goal through the allowance of accessory dwelling units.
Accessory dwelling units typically serve smaller households, can offer new housing options, provide neighborhood stability, and should increase property values. This according to Zarneski, who added that they could be especially needed with the demographic changes, family needs, and current economic conditions. The ordinance addresses the needs through the addition of a new subchapter of code, which includes general standards for accessory dwelling units, as well as other implementing sections, including permit expiration, variances, and violations. The Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation announced that it's accepting grant applications for the Recreational Trails Program and Snow Machine Grant Program for the 2023 fiscal year. Approximately $2.2 million may be awarded to eligible Alaska projects. The Recreational Trails Program matches up to 90% of the cost for selected projects. Details of the grant application are posted on the Alaska Online Public Notice site. Those eligible to apply include nonprofit organizations, educational institutions, state, local, and federal government entities, Alaska Native corporations, and tribal governments. Applications for both programs are due later this month. The Alaska Division of Forestry and Fire Protection is developing a new program to increase the use of Alaskan wood by allowing local sawmill operators to self-certify their lumber. Local use lumber is a concept that promotes locally produced dimensional lumber to be used in some residential construction, usually single and double family houses. Seven other states have local use lumber laws or regulations. The Alaska concept is a voluntary program with the state creating regulations and municipalities that determine building codes able to opt in to allow the use of local lumber. The public is invited to attend the Alaska Board of Forestry meeting on October 20th to hear more about the local use lumber proposal. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.